We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now from CBS Sports, he's their NFL insider. You see him everywhere, just imparting wisdom to the masses. He's our buddy Jason LaCanfora. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good morning, Jason.
That's pretty good. Can you convince my wife that that's accurate? Because you would get the imparting wisdom part. You would get a lot of pushback on that around here.
Yeah,
but
we're married.
But I'll take
We're married.
Much like that Browns win, I'll take it.
Saving freezers one at a time across the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Yeah, you think I got a pat on the back for that? Come on.
No,
it's all good.
We're both married. We feel your pain.
It is what it is.
We know. 20-point wins on the road doesn't matter who, how, what, where, when, does it?
No, I mean, can you imagine if they found a way to lose that thing? What people would be doing there right now? So you take the win. You certainly want to learn from it. There's areas for improvement. Now you have to, you'll have to improve as the level of difficulty ratchets up from week to week. We'll find out more and more about what this team is capable of. They certainly have flashed. Like snippets, snapshots of, what the high-end Browns could be. Now there's got to be a little more consistency, and they're going to be tested in different ways moving forward. So we'll see. This is all brand new for a lot of them, especially the head coach. So it's a bit of a trial by fire, and you need to learn from your mistakes and not repeat them. And so far, there are some areas where they have repeated them. So we'll see how quickly they can nip some of these things in the bud, particularly some of the personal fouls. And I know at times they're ticky-tack, but, like, the fines, and the ramifications just ramp up and up and up if it becomes a weekly subplot. So some stuff with Myles Garrett they got to figure out. Some stuff with the offense they certainly have to figure out. But that was a huge win. No other way to put it. If they found a way to lose that game, that town would be on fire right now, would it not?
Yeah, Jason, it would be nuts.
All right, Jay, so here's our mystery question. We've gone through a bunch of different answers. I'm curious to hear what yours is. Why does Baker Mayfield look different this year compared to last year?
Well, I think the whole offense looks different. Last year, he came out and said, I felt dangerous, right? And they looked dangerous. They seemed like a bunch of swashbuckling gunslingers who were, mad at the world, and they were going to play at a high pace, and they were going to force you to defend all quadrants. And it was just kind of like there was such a euphoria when Hugh was gone, and, that just is what it is, that, they all just felt like unshackled, and it was like, almost like being empowered. And they took it as far as I think anyone could have ever expected them to take it, in terms of just the rhythm and the tempo, and they looked dangerous. And there's a lot of new parts, and this is different for Freddie, it's different running everything. And there's some new people involved, and it hasn't been just sort of as organic, right, like shot out of a cannon the way it was last year when those changes were made. I don't think that's entirely unexpected. But I don't think it's just Baker, I think it's just the energy. It's just not what it was last year. Can it get there? Sure. Is there more talent, there now than before? Yeah, but there's also more mouths to feed and there's some things to figure out, and not everybody was around for all of the preseason stuff, and they had Odell was out with his injuries and yada yada yada. Like last year last year when that thing got humming, it was like a symphony, right, where everybody's sort of contributing and it's all making one beautiful noise.
Yes.
Now it's like every once in a while the tuba, hits an amazing note, but it's not like the full crescendo. And hey, this is kind of like preseason week number two. I'm sorry, but, the first couple weeks of the season in a lot of places, New England aside, there's kind of fits and starts by and large. So I'm not shocked by it. But certainly they need to get more, you know, get in harmony together a little bit more. And I'm sure some of that will come with just week after week of practice and the volume you get there. And you know, kind of learning some things about themselves. But it's not like they – I mean, I think we'd all agree. It's not like they picked right up where they left off, you know, when Baker threw the – you know, got picked off by C.J. Mosley last year. What that looked like for those seven previous weeks, this ain't that yet.
Jason, let me ask you this. What was your take on the shield Odell Beckham Jr. was wearing yesterday? I know what I think. I'm curious what you think, and then I'll tell you what I thought.
I guess he didn't have all the proper note from your doc. I don't even know what, you know what I mean. He didn't get it pre-approved by the principal, so he's supposed to just have a regular one on.
Is that not a pocket call from the Jets sideline though? You wait till the Browns get into
somebody in their press box going over to the NFL. You know, they have the uniform cops who are up in the press box and somebody saying something. You know, I got to be honest with you. The whole who's wearing what pregame and all that stuff, it's just kind of a bridge too far for me. I don't get really pay attention to it. I don't know if it's something that Odell did at all previously, and so somebody in New York was alert to it. I honestly would just be guessing.
My guess is on this, Jace, is that you're on the sideline, you're a coach for the Jets, and you're like, you know what? I think that's an illegal visor. And so you wait till the Browns get into scoring position, and you're like, hey, can we check out that visor?
No, it could be that they had it in their back pocket, and they waited to see if he changed it up. Because I know, like, Kyler Murray practices pregame in one visor, but then swaps it out for, you know, more of a regulation one. They could have been waiting to pounce. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it just smelled kind of, I don't know, bush league to me. I mean, if you think he's got an illegal visor on, then call attention to it right away. First play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's that the guys up top, you know, figured that he was going to change it preseason. I mean, from pregame to the regular kickoff, or if they just didn't realize it, or I don't know.
It's all ticky tack though. That's all I think. Okay.
Yeah, we get so down in the weeds with some of this stuff, man. It's crazy to me.
Odell Beckham showed what Odell Beckham can do for a Browns offense last night.
Yes, indeed.
Very impressive. Are the Browns looking for him too much, Jason? I don't think you can do that with a playmaker like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you took out what he did, it would have, you know what I mean? Like, what would that game have looked like? You know, you lose the tight end early. They got the run game going more as things kind of progressed. But we were just talking about how the passing game is not where it was last year. I mean, if you didn't have Odell making those plays, you know, it would have probably been an even closer game. And, you know, let's be real. They didn't put that game away as soon as they could have, even with the big plays they were getting, the splash plays from Odell. What he's done in his career, his ability to get to balls that would seem uncatchable for other people, I don't know that, you know, if I'm looking to pick nits with the Cleveland Browns, number of targets to Odell Beckham, you know, being too much, I don't think I would say that. Not enough little screens early, not enough little slants, not enough things to get his juices flowing early and get him in the game. That's what I would have a problem with. Too much Odell? Nah, man. He's one of the best weapons in the NFL.
Agreed.
Jace, Myles Garrett, aggressive number one overall pick the way he's playing, or dirty player?
Well, he did not have this reputation coming into this year. And week one, I thought him losing his cool like that to me seemed a little out of character. But, you know, fool me once, and after what happened last night, you can quickly get a reputation. And trust me, you know, the Sean McVay and those guys, right, they have the Rams this week. Like, they're going to be aware of what's happened, you know, and they're going to make sure that when they're walking around and talking to the officials beforehand, hey, you know, you guys know, right, two straight weeks, you know, Garrett over there got fined, you know, watch out for the cheap stuff. So it's going to be a thing, and if he corrects it, then it goes away. But again, like I mentioned earlier, the way the fine scales work and the way the league's, you know, letters work, Big Brother's watching. And you make this a regular pattern of attention if we're not getting his attention with the fine. Now, I'm not going to go crazy about two games, And I really don't think that's really who he is. And some of these things with the body weight and everything, like it's not tough. It's almost impossible, I think, at times with the angle and with the force and the mass for a defensive player who's as big and strong as him to avoid, you know, putting too much weight on a guy. I mean, I think that standard is really difficult. But that is the standard. And now, you know, he's racking up roughing the passer calls, and that's not a good thing.
Jason Lockhanfora joining us, NFL insider for CBS Sports. Life for the Pittsburgh Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger will look like what?
I mean, it's not just Roethlisberger. I mean, think, you know, there's no Roethlisberger, there's no AB, and there's no Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
I mean, that's – come on now. That's,
and maybe no James Conner this week.
Right. Yeah, at least, you know, in the short term, that's an issue as well. Although – he hasn't looked great. I mean, the whole run game hasn't been good. They haven't been balanced. Their offense has been bad. I mean, the only time the offense looked vibrant was when Rudolph comes in, throws an early pick, which you can understand. And then after that, they took off. And that's the best that offense has looked this season. The six quarters with Roethlisberger throwing to his wide receivers, you know, post Antonio Brown, 20 for 40, 204 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. And of that, almost all of it was Juju. The rest of the guys, thrown to anybody, any receiver other than Juju, the QB rating was like 32. So they're not going to be – they're going to have to change their identity some. They have to be a top 10 rushing team to have any fighting chance. But I don't think the season's over. I don't think it all falls apart. They're not going to win 12 games, you know. They're not going to win that division in all likelihood. But could they win 9-10 games and get in the playoffs? I don't think that's entirely out of the question. The rest of the core is pretty good. Fitzpatrick should address what had been a prevailing need there for a long time. Mike Tomlin has been through the wars. Both of their coordinators give me a little pause, but you have to wonder if Tomlin just takes over the defense at some point. You know, they have trust that Mason Rudolph can execute a game plan and manage a football game. He's not going to win football games for them. That's not going to happen. That's who Ben was. That's not who this guy was. You know, is there another template to be competitive without Ben? Yes, but defense has to get markedly better, cut down on the big plays, and shore up whatever's been going on in that secondary for years. And they have to have a purpose in the run game. They have to put this kid in second and third and short. If they do that, I think they can still finish above 500, but they've got to do that.
Jason, thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Have
thanks,
a good
Jason.
Week.
Next
thanks
Tuesday.
You.
Bye-bye.
Jason Lockhanfora, insider for CBS Sports, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll hear from him again next Tuesday, noon, right here on Baskin and Phelps. Defensively, are the Browns onto something? That's coming up in a second here.
Hey, it's time to open the 92.3 The Fan Lunchbox. Caller number 8 at 216-578-0090. You'll win a combo meal lunch for four, courtesy of Mr. Hero. Mr. Hero introduces their new Sriracha Bourbon Steakery Sandwich, made with all-natural steak, bacon, cheese, pickles, a Sriracha Bourbon aioli, garlic pepper onion chips, and a roasted garlic topping on the bun. Oh, man. Get a 7-inch Sriracha Bourbon Sandwich for only $4.50. It's the Fan Lunchbox. From Mr. Hero and Sports Radio, 92.3, The Fan.
You're so creepy when you talk about food.
I love food.
You really are.
I love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.